That is more than twice the population.
Yes, yes.
That is interesting.
And that is the record. That is the data. Yes. And if we take from that to this year, June, mm-hmm. that shot up to 84.6 million accounts.
What is happening? Account. Are people having more than one account?
Yes. And again, we are talking about the people and businesses.
And businesses, right.
Okay, so right. We are not just talking about the citizens. Now, their businesses also.
So and these accounts include business accounts?
Yes, include right. business accounts, because we are just looking at the mobile money account.
Right.
Yes. So these numbers also translate into the same, this year, June, we had about 492.9 billion transactions.
Value in transactions.
Yes, value transactions only on the mobile money platform. And this is across over 954 million transactions.
Almost a billion.
Yes, transactions.
I know we may not have the data here, but how does this compare to transactions through the banks?
Yes, this supersedes the transactions because the banks too are using mobile apps and the mobile money.
Of course. Of course. They're supporting
extensions
the process.
Extensions as API that they support. So, a lot of people now, the moment they open the bank account and they connect to their wallet, they don't go to the bank again. They just do the transaction from wallet to account.
It's
account
convenient,
to
isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I see you also have some information here on wallet balances.
Yeah.
Yeah, please
and
share
that.
That
one
as well.
We have about this year, June, as of June, we have about 40 billion sitting there.
On wallet balances?
Yes, 40 billion.
This is impressive because I think that's why the fintech conversation is also becoming very interesting as we go along.
Yes, exactly. And this is holding the base of the economy when it comes to moving funds around. Mm. And it makes it easy. It has reduced financial losses in terms of I'm moving money here and I have been robbed and all that. You realize that thing has reduced drastically in the country when it comes to this because people do not now carry physical cash, a large amount of money on them when they are doing business. So I think that has helped a lot. Mm. And in coming years, I mean, it's going to be more. It's going to carry a lot of the financial transactions in the country when we look at the mobile money, the way it's right. going.
Yeah. I mean, along with convenience comes risk.
Yeah.
So I see that on your slides, you talk about risk, and you go on to talk about the bigger risk of cyber crime and the related checks.
Yes.
Yeah, go on and share those with us.
So what we also have to appreciate is that the digital technology comes with some convenience, which we are enjoying. And we must also understand that this convenience also comes with its own associated risk.
Yeah.
So if we take the mobile money and banking apps, some of the risks associated with that has to do with Momo fraud, fake reversal messages, SIM swap, and account takeovers. These are common with mobile money and banking apps. Now, when we go to WhatsApp and social media, the risks associated there include account hijacking, impersonation of businesses, customer scams, and others. So these ones are also more related to social media accounts
right.
and that. Then when we look at the cloud services and shared drives, the key thing has to do with weak or reused password, which exposes customer and financial records. And this, if I will elaborate on this, most businesses are using cloud platforms, which is fine. And so they do not host a lot of their content locally. And so relying on the security, they fall on these cloud services to hold their distance for them. But in doing that, there are some levels of risk. You are hosting your clients or customers' data on an external or a third-party service. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, if you do not check the terms and conditions well, you wouldn't know what the third parties end may be doing with that data.
Correct.
But from your end, one of the things you must ensure is that you have strong password. and you do not reuse the same password across board, so that you do not risk the danger of exposing customer data.
Doc, let me put this plea out. I mean, for all those who think like me, mm-hmm. I know you've heard it before, and so you will smile when I begin to ask it. But from where you sit, clearly you are very well versed in, and you sit on a very high level when it comes to cybersecurity, conversation on cloud and all of that. Can we begin to have Africa invest in African cloud? So that our cloud sits here in Africa. I don't want to... the conversation today is not on cloud. But it's, yes. it's a desire that I have. You see, this thing you've talked about,
yeah.
the cloud is sitting somewhere in somebody's country.
Yeah.
If it is sitting in Africa or Ghana, maybe it's too much for Ghana to invest in. But Africa, we can begin to think of investing in some kind of cloud infrastructure
it's
in
not,
Africa.
It's not even too much for Ghana. To
well, there you go.
Not, you see, just a quick one on that, since you brought that. The cloud, what are we talking about? We are talking about a data center which meets certain ISO standards with certain facilities. And one of the basic standards has to do with power source. 24/7 power source. So that the servers do not go down. That has to be assured. If that is assured, the rest system that you purchase and install and get the technical expertise to manage the system. Here in Ghana, NITA has a solid data center with massive facility that we can use. MTN also has a data center across the country that they can. So coming together, putting resources together and collaborating to establish a massive cloud service shouldn't be something that is too much for us to do as a country or as a continent. So it is a good call, and I believe that, and there are a few in the system, but maybe we need to do more.
Right.
We need to scale up so that we can also become known within that space when it comes to cloud computing. So we may use the term cloud computing.
Yeah, I'm sure that there are people listening who are interested in this conversation, and we can pick it up later. But for want of time, let's see if we can get a lot more of the information out.
Yeah, so I was on the convenience and the race.
Yes.
So the next one has to do with digital lending and payment platform. And here, we have those services available. And the risk associated there is that phishing link, which discussed as loan offers and business email compromise. And this one, what happens is that when we say phishing, maybe we'll be coming to that, is one of the social engineering ways that attackers use to lure people and get their details and then use that to attack them. So they will send you some link. For example, if it is a loan service, they send a note, oh, we are doing some quick loan kind of thing, and this time around, you don't need to bring anything. All you need is that just click on this link, and you are done. And all the time, they come with certain agency, forcing you to act quickly. So when you see such kind of emails and that, then it's that you have to know that it is phishing. And that you don't click on it. The moment you click on it, you expose yourself, they capture your data, they take over your account, and now they use it to do whatever they want to. If you have money in your account, quickly they siphon all that from it, and you don't get to hear of them again. Yeah. So, with this rich picture, Ghana, our cyber crime check shows that over the years, we have had about 52 increase in reported cybercrime incidents from January to June 2025, as against the same period in 2024. So what it tells you is that the cybercrime reports increase in 2025 as against 2024. That means that the crime is going up. If we take cases as at half year, that is as of June 2025, the Cyber Security Authority had recorded about 2,008 cyber crime cases. And this translates into financial costs to the country. If we look at 2025 alone, these things cost the country within 9 months about 19 million Ghana cedi. And in the whole of 2025, we lost about 240 million to cyber attacks.
Wow.
So you see the quantum of the money involved here. So it's not just the crime being committed, but also the financial loss that it comes with is huge and needs to be looked at. And so it is important. So if for a business, for example, I'm an SME, mm-hmm. and I'm running with maybe 100 million Ghana cedi, mm-hmm. and these attackers are able to get into my system and they siphon my money, then my business collapses. So it has a lot of repercussion when it comes to business continuity, among other things in this mm-hmm. year. One may ask, or most people say that, for me, I'm a small company, I'm an individual. Most attackers, they want to get the big companies and that. That is not totally true. In fact, most attackers target SME because they know that the SMEs do not have the financial resources to strengthen their security.
Right.
To buy expensive antivirus and that. So they start from there, and it's easy to get them. They know that the SMEs do not have strong IT staff and all that. So the SMEs are more vulnerable when it comes to the cyber criminals identifying or targeting people. The SMEs are a target. In fact, about 43% of cyber attackers in the world aim at SMEs. And it is three times more likely that an SME will be a target for an amateur cyber criminal to do. And there is about 43 or more rise in cyber attack in the Ghanaian market. That is
William talked about it. I think there's such an increase in cyber attacks in this country, and I think it's amazing the kind of investment that these attackers make in the equipment they buy just to hack.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Some, and when it comes to equipment, we have physical devices, but most of them are software.
Mm.
Most of them are software, sophisticated software that these people buy, and then using sophisticated algorithms to also manipulate the system and then trying to see their chances. And some of them, they sit on it 24/7 and hoping to make a breakthrough. And some of the cases, they succeed.
They
although
make a breakthrough.
It is not that straightforward, it's not that easy, but they succeed. And most of their success come through the human aspect, if I may explain that. So
hold that thought for me for a minute. I know that we'll take that explanation, and then we'll talk about the final slide, which is what's really at stake. Mm-hmm. And there was one final thing we're going to do on the show today, which we will still try and do when we come back from being interactive. But essentially, that was the link. We're going to check how strong our passwords were.
Right.
But the conversation is so interesting. I want our listeners to be a part of it.
Okay.
If you've just tuned in, this is Masterclass. We'll take a quick message. When we come back, we get interactive.
Your favorite on-air business development program, Joy Business Masterclass, is in session. And you can interact with us on Facebook via the Joy 99.7 FM or Joy Business pages. If you tweet, the handle is at Joy 997 FM or at Joy Business GH. Don't forget to hashtag JB Masterclass. You can also call us on 0302-216541 or send your questions and contributions through to the WhatsApp number 0551-111997, and our facilitators will address your concerns. Attention everyone, class is in progress.
Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, this is Masterclass. We're interactive right now. Numbers to call 0302-216-541. That's 0302-216-541. You can also send us your comments on 055-111-1997. If you're driving, please do not text while you drive. We definitely want you to arrive alive. But otherwise, pick up that phone, give us a call on 0302-216-541. We're here in the studio with Dr. Nana Kofi Annan, who's a senior lecturer at the Ghana Communications Technology University and he's talking to us about protecting your business in the digital and AI age. Pick up that phone, give us a call. Let's get interactive. Let's learn together. While we're waiting for those phone lines to ring, here are some announcements for your attention. Attention, if your money is controlling you, now it's time to take charge. The EcoBank mobile app gives you the power to command your money to transact across 33 African countries and anywhere else in the world. Command your money to make water, electricity, and school fees payments, bank and mobile money transactions, create virtual cards to buy only what you need, and more. So, Money Commander, download the EcoBank app now on the App Store or Play Store and command your money. Command also means paying attention to details. EcoBank will never call or send an SMS asking for your PIN, your OTP, your bank card, or your Ghana card details. When in doubt, call the EcoBank call center on 0800 003 225. That's 0800 003 225. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. Are you looking for a job and not sure where to search? Vimo keeps you connected anytime, anywhere. Just call 231 on MTN for free and select your preferred language to catch up on available job vacancies near you. And that is not all. You can also listen to real-life advice from experts to improve your daily life. All these are available on MTN short code 231. Vimo Technologies, bringing you closer to the conversation. Are you looking for the perfect family outing this summer? Avalon Gardens Event Center is bringing you the Summer Fun Fest with the stars on Saturday, the 22nd of August, 2026, at Avalon Gardens, starting from 8 a.m. It's the ultimate summer experience for kids, packed with exciting activities, including trampoline, bouncy castle, table tennis, swimming, paintball, face painting, and a dedicated kids' play area. There will also be appearances by some of your favorite young stars to make the day even more memorable. Entry is 20 Ghana cedis per child or 30 Ghana cedis for access to all activities. Parents and guardians enter for free, with family packages also available. For reservations and inquiries, call 0501-010010. Don't let your kids miss out on a fun day of laughter and unforgettable memories. Mark your calendars for Saturday, the 22nd of August, and join the Summer Fest with the stars at Avalon Gardens. We're still interactive. This is Masterclass. Numbers to call 0302-216-541. That's 0302-216-541. And you can also send us your comments on 055-1111-997. So quickly, while we're waiting for those phone lines to ring, maybe you could just sort of finish off with the last comment, and then you can finish off with the last slide,
yes,
and then we can do the test.
Yeah, so I was coming to what is really at stake.
Exactly.
And when it comes to this cyber crime and the intent, it's all about, one, your money.
Mm.
Two, customer data. Three, reputation and trust. Mm. Then business continuity. Now, how do these things come to play? They are looking for your money, either personal or the business. So if it is personal attack, they are looking for your money. If it is business, it is money. If it is the customer, it is the customer data.
Mm.
Now, this customer data, when they get it, then they can now impersonate you or your business. And that will lead to reputation issues and trust. So now the company that they know that they send their request to, payment to, and they receive their delivery, and that now there have been instances that I've received calls that, oh, I was buying pizza, I went to this side, it is the same, this thing, and that. Then when they show me, I said that, look at it, that you see that the eye, they've doubled the eye.
So, mm-hmm. So you didn't see it.
You didn't see it. And so then the person lose interest in doing.
And they require me to be able.
Yes. and that, in fact, I think I mentioned somewhat, that is affecting the growth of e-commerce, and for that matter, online business in Ghana. because of this kind of mistrust and cyber criminal activities. The way we should have taken advantage of this online business and then encourage young people to also, do business with that, incurring much cost, it's not moving at that pace. Mm. Because, and I have a typical example. I set up an e-commerce platform. We were dealing in a perishable item. So the nature of the item said that we can't do PO, the pay on delivery. Mm-hmm. We need to do pay before delivery. Mm-hmm. And trust was the issue. Although people liked the service, we needed to be able to build that trust for them to be.
And that so when that, they pay, they will get their product.
Yes. Although we were delivering, but a lot of people have had some bad experience, mostly from social media businesses. Mm-hmm. Most of the mistrust comes from these social media platforms. Because if it is a well-recognized e-commerce platform, for example, if you take any of the companies, I wouldn't want to mention name, you can easily go there because you can go and verify and order. So that trust, the trust increases. Mm. But if it is just social media, Facebook, the trust is low. Mm-hmm. So that is another thing we need to... If I'm doing online business, if I'm just doing social media, the trust is low as compared to an established company doing online business. That one, the trust is higher than somebody just doing social media. So that is... Then, when that happens, it can affect your business continuity. And so we must take these cyber security issues when it comes to digital marketing and digital business serious, so that you do not get to the point that your business will collapse because of the activities of cyber criminals, and now you have to start all over again, building that trust, and that will become a daunting task for you to do.
Yeah.
And so the important thing now for you to do is to see how to now protect your business. And one of the ways is to ensure that your staff know what to do. They are able to identify when phishing emails come in. They know who to report to when they are dead. And also, staffs who leave your company, when they leave, make sure that anything they had access to when it comes to systems, you change a password like this, you change it. If they were admit to your social media platform, you take them off, you change the password and everything, so that they do not have, because some can sabotage you. Mm-hmm. And so you must have proper role access when it comes to your systems, so that people will not take advantage. And then and also the staff themselves. In fact, when we talk about vulnerability, it starts with the individuals. I'm using a system, I've logged in, I get up to go to a washroom, and I don't log off. I think I'm just going and come. Mm-hmm. That can create a problem, because somebody will have man in the middle who is sitting somewhere looking for any loose thing, and you lose yourself, then the person can jump in. Or a colleague. Even in the office.
Make trouble for you.
Yeah, come.
I tell people, when you get up from your computer, lock your screen.
Yeah.
Windows lock.
That's it.
It's gone.
Yes. Your phone. You just leave your phone there. It's not locked. And you think, oh, I'm just taking a coffee or this. And come. Employees must be trained or educated to desist from that, because they are the gateways, if I put it that way, that people use as key vulnerable areas that they can use to enter into the system or get access to the employee, and then use that to attack the organization. Mm. Because if I get access to a staff's email, I can use that to send some email to the employee.
Having access to the machine and to whatever information is on it, and that's how people have lost.
Yes,
you have a lot of information you shared with us. Thank God. Probably you're coming back next week, so I'm sure we're going to be sharing some more thoughts, because we have a lot of slides we haven't been able to go through.
Yeah.
But there was a test you wanted to run today,
yes,
which is the strength of passwords.
Yeah,
and so maybe with a few minutes we have left, maybe we can do that. I'm not sure if we are projecting this on our stream, but maybe you can call out the link.
Yes, so
and then we can test it as well.
We can go to this site. Let me just how just type how secure is my password in Google. When you type, you click on it, it will open a browser for you.
Okay.
In the browser.
So how secure?
How secure is my password?
We're doing this together so that you understand how strong your password is.
Yes.
So it'll be good if we just sort of follow the instruction.
Yes. So
now, Doc is saying that just go to a Google browser if you're able to, if there's one near you, and type how secure is my password. We're testing it together.
Now, how secure is my password?
When you've done it, we won't be able to take all your calls. So whatever feedback you get, text it to us on 055-111-1997 so that we can all sort of learn from it.
So when you do that, the first on the search will be security.org. Mm. It is that one. Click on it.
Okay.
When you click on it, you will see security.org, how secure is my password, with a blue background. Then you will see in a test space, enter password. Now, in that space, enter the password you are using, any of the password you are using. When you enter it, it will tell you how long it will take cyber criminals to break your password.
Okay, so we are doing this together. We've got just a few minutes on the show, so let's try and do this real quick. So, how secure is my password?
So here, I'm typing one of my weak passwords.
Doc, can we just go through it quickly again for those who have just tuned in? How secure is my password in Google?
Yes.
And then what next?
So how secure is my password? Mm-hmm. The first one on the search is security.org. Mm-hmm. Click on that one. Mm-hmm. When you click on it, it will open with a blue background. Mm-hmm. Then you will see enter password. Mm-hmm. In that field, enter any of the password you are using. Mm-hmm. And it will tell you how long it will take cyber criminals to break your password.
So let's do it together now and let's have some feedback. Once you got your feedback, text it to us on 055-111-1997. That's 055-111-1997. I've got a comment on social media while we're waiting for that feedback. This one is from Suka Akaba. Suka says, good afternoon, Masterclass. Now that the mobile money has penetrated well enough, can the service charges be reduced? Okay. Missed call to all the MNOs. They're saying that now that we're achieving penetration, please, can you consider reducing the charges? If there's anyone who's listening from an MNO, please reach out to us on 055-111-1997. Let's have some feedback for engagement as well. This one is from Kweku from Mampong in Kriapim. He says, interesting revelations on Momo numbers. My question is, what happens to deceased Momo account holders? MTN, you have a missed call. What happens to deceased Momo account holders? We would like some feedback. If there's anyone from MTN who's listening, please reach out to us, 055-111-1997. Question for you, what happens to deceased Momo account holders? Will the telcos, if you just scroll up, back on that. Yes, sir. Will the telcos inform the next of kin? What is the process of accessing the deceased Momo account for withdrawal? Kweku, I'm not sure what the answer is. I'm sure MTN will reach back. But I'm assuming that the same way that the law talks about accessing the funds of a deceased person through letters of administration, it will probably be the same process. But we'll get the direct feedback. Are there any more messages coming through? Have you tried it? What does it say? Send us your comments on 055-111-1199. This one says, interesting conversation, Masterclass. The mistrust in digital payments due to fraud and scams are ongoing because of the lethargy of the security agencies and the payment system service providers. When reports are made about fraud committed, they fail to act, mostly due to amounts involved. This is Jesse from Sakomono. Jesse, thank you for your comments. I'm sure that they're listening. This one, you didn't... Okay, Patrick Adjiakbo from Accra. Patrick says, good afternoon. The service providers are not helping in the fight against the scammers. Where a number for a pizza outlet scams people, however, for months, and this number is still there. Patrick, I was also scammed at this same pizza conversation, so I share your... I've got feedback here. This one says, Aisha says she tried it. How secure is your password? According to Aisha's feedback, it will take 51 years to crack your password. Aisha, well done. Strong password. Yeah. Strong password. This one is from Richmond. Richmond says when he tried his password, it says it will take 200 million years to crack his password. He says, I'll be dead and gone by then. You certainly will be, my brother. I've got another one, Francis from Accra. He says, I tried it and it will take 100... Is that milestone? 100 milestone. Doc, what does that mean? To crack my email.
The
and this is Francis.
Yes, so like in terms of the miles, yeah. So,
it so how long it will take?
Yes.
100 milestones, yes. Okay.
And yeah. If I were explain how this thing, so the one is taking 51 years, 100 years. What it means is that if somebody wants to crack your password, the person will really have to go through a lot. That it is not going to be easy for that person.
It's a strong password.
So the whole process is now calculated and translated into years.
Right.
I have one here that is 34 minutes. It's one of the weak passwords.
34 minutes.
34 minutes. What it means is that any amateur hacker can quickly break this.
Okay.
And if I'm using this password and on any financial transaction that I do, then that is terrible.
What is the preferred difficulty level? I've got a lot coming in. Some say 200, some are saying 5 years, some are saying 6 million years.
The preferred difficulty level, as much difficulty as it will be, let it be. But in terms of...
It shouldn't be 34 minutes.
Yes, it shouldn't be. Some can be 1 minute, some can be that.
Somebody says, my computer says it will take 2,000 years.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep it coming. But I suppose the conversation is, let's keep our business secure.
But what you have to do is that you also have to develop the habit of occasionally
changing
your password.
Okay.
And that, yeah.
That's all time will allow us for today. Thankfully, we have you back next week. But what's a takeout from today's conversation and what should we remember if we forget everything?
Yeah, so... the first thing I would want to say is that as business, we must understand that something has changed. And that change comes with some benefits and also some risks.
Mm.
And we must understand that. It is only when we understand this that we will now position ourselves well to work within the digital space to avoid losing our money and also our customers due to the activities of cyber criminals.
Mm.
Again, we must also build our cybersecurity digital literacy so that we are aware of the schemes that these cyber criminals use. Basic thing that we need to know is how to handle our devices, ensure that they are secured, and that we do not leave it unattended to when we haven't locked our devices. That is key.
Mm.
We must also understand that these are targets, cyber criminals are targeting our money. They are also targeting our customer data, and eventually it will lead to mistrust and also affect the continuity of our business.
What should we look forward to next week in the conversation?
So next week we will look at what businesses should do to ensure that their businesses are secured. We'll go into details, the things they have to do, and also what they have to train their staff on, and then...
Right. Thank you so much. Somebody says, it'll take 4 hours to crack my password. You should change that password. Dr. Nana Kofi Annan, Senior Lecturer, Ghana Communications Technology University, sharing those wonderful thoughts with us on protecting your business in the digital and AI. This has been Masterclass, a rather exciting session. God willing, next week we'll come your way with yet another exciting edition. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you same time next week.